Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan Wolkin of USA Today, one of the learned experts of college sports, college football in the nation, back on the program again this morning. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's going on? Sorry, I'm a little late.
Oh, no, not a problem. Dan, you know, me and John were just kicking around these demands that these college athletes have in the Pac-12. How realistic are their demands?
Well, look, I think some of the things that they brought to light are very important and very easily achievable. The issue of medical insurance beyond playing has been an issue that is out there for a while and certainly something that I think more schools probably need to start looking at because I think that'll be really a key part of the next wave of whatever the players' rights are. They had some social justice-connected demands that I think make a lot of sense. I think where there will be a lot of pushback and controversy is this whole 50% revenue thing. And look, I don't want to debate the numbers and whether they work or whether they don't work and how college athletics budgets operate. But the whole tension between college sports and the whole player rights movement is this idea that colleges still, for everything else they want to do and everything else with name, image, and likeness, whatever, they don't believe that they should be paying players like employees, right or wrong. You know, they don't believe they should be sharing those revenues. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of where we are. And I think that's kind of a non-starter, at least in terms of where these colleges are.
You know, there's two things at work. Dan Wolkin of USA Today here, Dan. One is the real-life impact of, not playing and playing and the coronavirus and whatnot. And the second thing that's kind of in play here, Hugh's right, the Pac-12 players speak to this, is the potential of sea change in college athletics. Some of the things that we're reading include the Power Five. If the NCAA Board of Governors decides to shut down fall sports, there's a lot of thought that the Power Five might just say, that's it, we're done, we're out.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit overdramatic. I mean, look, here's the situation is, the Power Five schools, they don't just want to play football. They need to play football. They feel like they cannot survive in the same kind of way that they do now if they don't have the football revenue of this season. So, what they're afraid of is that the rest of Division One, and the rest of the NCAA, which frankly, all those other schools lose money on football. They don't really need to play football this year. So, if, you know, FCS shuts down for the fall, maybe they try to go to spring, or Division II, Division III, they don't play. Those presidents, you know, may just shut down all of fall sports for a variety of reasons. They feel like it's not safe enough. They feel like the testing and all the safety measures are going to be way too expensive. But you have to remember, they outnumber the Power Five within the NCAA structure. They are more of the voting block within the Board of Governors. So the Power Five is afraid that if fall sports get shut down, that they're going to look bad if they are stuck trying to play football while everyone else is not playing. But I don't really see the difference between whether they do that within the NCAA structure or without. The NCAA can't prevent them from playing football. Those schools can play if they want to play. This is a sort of an optics conversation, and I think that whole thing is being floated to try to strong arm the NCAA Board of Governors into not shutting down fall sports.
In your opinion, are we approaching a point where college sports will never look the same again?
Well, it's definitely going to be different coming out of this in a lot of ways. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be for the worse, to be honest. I mean, look, a lot of these athletic departments have been over-bloated with salaries, with facilities, with bells and whistles that they don't need. You know, the mid-level college football facility in the Power Five is better than just about any facility in the NFL. I mean, how did that happen? It happened because you don't have to pay the players. It happened because the schools have been able to generate all this television money, all this ticket money, and they have to put it somewhere. So they put it into these crazy coaching salaries, these crazy contracts, and in these facilities. And I think that is going to change. I think that these schools spent so crazy and lavishly that they don't have a rainy day fund. Now, Georgia does. Georgia's got a big reserve. Georgia can survive without a football season. But they're one of the few that doesn't have they're one of the few that does have that kind of reserve. So for everybody else, I mean, they've been operating on very thin margins because they've spent all this money, and I do think schools are going to really have to dial back a lot of spending, and that may involve cutting some sports, but it's also going to involve cutting a lot of the extra fat that has been pumped into the football and basketball programs.
I guess bottom line, Dan Wolgan, is what do you see happening here? Talk me through what you think will happen with the Board of Governors, and second part of that is, will we have a Division Power 5 Division I football season?
Well, it's hard to know what's going to happen with the Board of Governors because, again, the politics of that whole situation of do they look bad? Are they going to strong arm the smaller schools into keeping fall sports going? I mean, that's all sort of to be determined and kind of happening behind the scenes. But in terms of whether there's going to be a football season, as I've constantly stated throughout this whole thing, they will. These schools will go to whatever lengths they feel like they have to go to try to get the season started, unless they just absolutely can't. Unless the conditions that they're facing on their campus with the virus within those teams just absolutely don't allow them to do it. And that's certainly possible. I mean, we just don't know where this thing is going day by day, week by week. I think it's going to be really hard. I think it's going to be difficult to be able to operate a program when you have these outbreaks come up on campus. You got to start quarantining people for weeks on end. You've got a situation where they're trying to test people on Wednesday to play on Saturday. That leaves huge holes in your system that you're probably not even going to find out about till the following week, at which point the virus has probably already spread to, a whole bunch of people. Like, I just think there's real challenges here. And I don't know, I think buying time would have been a better option. I think, trying to go either later, November to the spring, whatever, might have worked better. But, we'll see. We'll just have to see.
Is spring still an option for the big schools?
Well, look, it's always an option, but it's a last option. It's not an option anybody wants. I mean, people who say, well, we just can't do it. I don't buy that. I mean, they can do it. They'd have to make a lot of allowances, and they'd have to change some things. It would be a shorter season. I think it would impact. I think one of the reasons people don't want to do it is because it would also impact 2021. Like, you would have to shorten the season and move the 2021 season probably back later in the calendar, just to give more time for people's bodies to recover. And it would probably be something like an 8-game season followed by an 8-game season. You wouldn't have full seasons. So it's not what they want to do, and certainly some players would sit out. But it's definitely there as sort of the ripcord.
Oh, wow. This is going to be really interesting, Hugh.
Very, very interesting. It's going to be very, very weird and very, very different. No question about that.
Yeah, I guess we've entered an era where, the players have more of a voice than they've ever had before, Dan. And this Pac-12 story kind of proving that. We'll see what they can muster out of this. They're going to get something, you would think, or right? I mean, they would get something out of this,
well,
correct?
Look, I don't know exactly how many players are going to threaten to sit out. Like, that's part of this equation as well. It's also, I think, going to be interesting to see if it spreads to other leagues, if there are players in the Big Ten and the SEC and the Big 12 who get on board with this and are willing to actually boycott. All those factors are still to be determined.
Well, Dan, we appreciate it. Stay in touch and keep us up to speed on what's going on here because, you know, all of us college, you know, sports fans are, you know, hanging on here trying to figure it out, too. It's nothing like I've ever seen before. Of course, you know, the pandemic is nothing like we've ever seen before either.
Yeah.
So I guess that follows.
Say that about just about everything. Yep.
Right. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.